Wednesday, August 7, 2024, 3:46 a.m. I'm out here in the studio / garage, getting ready to paint with Angel, also known as Chaos, laying on her big pillow. Oh, boy. So, I did paint yesterday, but I did not record anything. I was working on the sky to the left of the volcano, the horizon line. Then I worked on the far right-hand bottom corner. I redid the buildings that I had sanded down and the atmosphere around it. Add more yellow, more zinc yellow. And then I worked on the two smokes, the one coming from the volcano and the one coming from the bulldozer, and the figures that appear there. Redid those, and I'm a little happier with them. Let's see, so today, I'm not really sure what I want to do. I think I actually should work on the power lines and that area there. There's the GMO corn head that's in the foreground. If you look to the right of it, the green area there, I think I should be adjusting that. I'm not really sure, but let me play with the power lines this morning, and we'll see if we need to do that. Maybe the change in the power lines will do something. Today is Wednesday, so that means we go grocery shopping later this afternoon. I wasn't going to paint today, but then I got up so early. I said, "Well, let's get to painting." Since also that I don't have to leave to walk until about 5:35 now. It'll be easier when the first light hits 6 o'clock in the morning, because then I'll be able to paint till 5:35 or 5:25 in the morning. So let me get going here. I really don't like to watch the news during political season, and Kamala Harris has just announced her vice presidential pick yesterday, and ever since then it's like, gosh, you know, all you watch all three channels, major cable networks, and it's just like, boy, one side or the other. It's like you got Fox News poo-pooing it, and you got CNN and MSNBC not poo-pooing it, but and praising it for some other things, and pushing the good qualities of what's his name, Tim Walz, and the other, like I said, Fox News pushing the bad qualities of Tim Walz. You know, I don't want to hear that. Let me just watch what's going on, and I'll make my decision. Right now, I'm sorry for any of you that get offended, but I'm voting for Trump because I don't see any good coming from a Harris presidency. I don't believe in socialism, and I was watching one of the quotes directly out of Tim Walz's mouth. What he said: one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness. I said, wait a minute, shouldn't it be one man's socialism is another man's forced neighborliness? You're forced to be neighborly? So where's the freedom in that? Yeah, I just, Socialism doesn't work because, yeah, you ask any hardworking, proud of their job person, that goes there and gives them 8 hours work for 8 hours pay to whoever he works for, he or she, and says, and say to them, okay, well, we're going to take some of your money and we're going to give it to these people over here that don't have that value of working hard and being proud of your job. They just want to collect the money, because that's a lot of times that's what happens is that I'm all for a safety net, but make it a safety net, not a support the people that don't want to work net, because that's not right. That's just not fair. Anyway, so maybe I lost some of you by now just on that. But I worked for 42 years for one company, and I'm pretty proud of what I did. I'm not saying I'm the best worker ever that company ever had, because I know I'm not. But I enjoyed my job. I was proud of my job. I did what my mom taught me to do as far as work is concerned. So that's just the way it is. So let me get the painting. I'm wasting time here talking about this stuff.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil.
5:12 a.m. 5:13 a.m. Boy, better hurry up here. I gotta take the dog for a walk and get my exercise in too. It's actually for me, but the dog gets to come along. So, yeah, all I did was work on the power cables. And the funny thing is when you paint something and you're in, like when I was when was I doing that? I was working on something here. Anyway, you paint on stuff and then you come across something and it's, oh yeah, here's a mistake I gotta fix. Which means what you're working on now may get painted over again. So it's just one of those little things. Now that's the problem with trying to make things too detailed, is that the mistakes pop up and it's like, oh, now I got to deal with that again. Anyway, let's get back to getting ready for what you're calling it, for walking.
Exhaustion.
6:35 a.m. We just got back from our walk. So actually, that's an hour of walking. We actually got out. I had to come back from my phone, and that was 5:35 when we left. So, pretty good walk. What did we see today? There's a deer at the corner of Winding Way and Fair Oaks Boulevard. Winding Way goes east, Fair Oaks Boulevard goes north, and Central goes south. And the southwestern corner lot that's there, there's a buck, and at least a two pointer. It's just starting to get his antlers. They're still kind of fuzzy and stuff. So, but anyways, he's small and skinny. He's there. I know the lady across the street on Central puts water there for the deer, so that's probably why he's there, because it's secluded. He can stand still and think nobody sees him. The dog saw him. That's how I got alerted to him again. But he's been there for at least 2 weeks, and he's doing okay. So he's not trapped. I'm pretty sure he could probably get out of that area if he wanted to. So let me get my morning stuff done: weight lift, water garden, that kind of stuff. Brush the dog. Okay, be back. 9 a.m. Okay. I had more to do outside than I thought I was gonna do.
And plus, I talk to my neighbor that lives way up the street, and he walks down every now and then. So I talked with him for a while. And like I said, I had a lot of other things to do outside. So let me go eat some breakfast, brunch, or whatever you want to call it. And then I'll come back and paint. Maybe. We'll see. It should be soon.10 o'clock. Okay, so I ate, talked with the wife a little bit, and I'm ready to come out here and paint. 10 o'clock, but that's a lot of time to be wasted. I'd like to paint all day, but I'm gonna have to go shopping later this afternoon. So anyway, that's the way it goes. Let me get going. AM. I'm gonna stop painting. I want to get some other stuff done. I did a bunch of little touch-ups all over the place, changed some little things, redrew the part of the volcano again. So that's gonna need a second coat. I think it'll turn out pretty good. I got a better idea about it. I got a good handle on it now. I covered up which was pretty much a hole in the painting. Lower right-hand corner, right in front of where the mole is digging, it was kind of like a hole, so I lightened it up a little and it kind of brought it back out. Okay, so let me call this a wrap.